今天我的讲题是两个不同的处境。
Today the title is two different situations.
约翰福音第十五章第一到第八节。
John chapter 15 verses 1 to 8.
Yeah, 让我们打开圣经，约翰福音第十五章第第一节。
Let's turn our Bibles to John chapter 15 verse 1.
这个是主耶稣所说的。
This is what Jesus said.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你的道已经干净了。你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在它里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
John chapter 15 verses 1 to 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit or of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. And they gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples.
然后因为自称是自己是基督徒的教会会友去世了。
There was a person who called himself Christian, church member who called himself Christian, he passed away.
家人为他举行了一个追思礼拜。
And he had a funeral.
那追思礼拜那天牧师在讲台上为他讲了一个颂文。
And on the day of the funeral, the pastor said a eulogy for him.
那牧师说，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
And the pastor said, dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天我们在这里回顾一位离开我们的教会会友。
We remember a church member who has departed.
然后这位自称自己是基督徒，在30年前的时候加入我们的教会。
The so-called self-pronounced Christian, joined our church 30 years ago.
那当时他跟牧师一起祷告。
And at that time he prayed with a pastor.
那接受耶稣成为他的救主。
And he accepted Jesus as his personal savior.
那我们都知道他的太太同时也加入我们的教会。
And we know that his wife, joined the church at the same time.
那从那时开始太太每一个星期都很忠诚地来就敬拜神。
And from that time, his wife was very faithful in coming to church.
我们但是这位自称自己是基督徒的丈夫，却不能经常来教会敬拜神。
And yet this, husband who called himself a Christian, does not come regularly.
那他有时候他必须在星期天，工作。
Sometimes he must work on Sundays.
我就是没有工作。
And even if he's not working on Sunday.
那么在礼拜六晚上他都会在外头很晚才回家。
He would stay out really late on Saturdays.
那直到他隔天不能够来敬拜神。
So the next day he was not able to come to worship.
那么当他祷告 接受耶稣成为他的救主。
And when he prayed to accept Jesus as his personal savior.
那我们希望他能够离弃这个属世的试探和引诱。
We were hoping that he would depart from the worldly temptations and enticements.
那么多多的参与教会。
And to join the church more often.
那么寻求神的真理。
And to seek out God's truth.
多和家人一起同在
and spend more time with the family.
做个好的父亲和好的丈夫
and be a good husband and wife and father.
但是这位自称是基督徒的会友没有时间做到这些事情
But this self-pronounced Christian could not do all these things.
当被指责的时候他就拿出他受洗的证书
And when he was corrected, he pulled out his baptismal certificate.
他说我是基督徒，不要给我压力。
He said, I'm a Christian, do not give me pressure.
我需要时间来做一个基督徒应当做的。
I need time in order to do what a Christian ought to do.
那等我退休再来吧。
Perhaps after I retire.
然后上个星期五的晚上。
And last Friday evening.
这位声称自己是基督徒的教会会友
This so-called Christian church member
心脏病发作结束了他在世上的生命
Had a heart attack and his life ended
我们想念他
We remember him
我们为他忧伤
And we weep for him
但是至少他说他自己是基督徒
But at least he called himself a Christian
那你是否听过一些人说
So have you ever heard people say
他们是基督徒
They are Christians
但是生命里没有任何的证据或者见证
But there's no testimony in their lives
然后看不到任何的属灵果子
And you do not see any spiritual fruit
他们曾经做过那个祷告
They have said the prayer
甚至受过这个洗礼
and even been baptized.
因此他们认为自己是基督徒
so I think of themselves as Christians.
那得到这个神的救恩
and that they have received salvation.
然后那个祷告那个洗礼是否能够给他们保证
but can their prayer and the baptism give them assurance?
那保证他们是一个得救的人
assurance that they are saved.
刚才我们所看那段经文有一个确实的答案。
And when we look at the passage, we see a definite answer.
所以在这里主耶稣说我是真葡萄树我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子他就卷去凡结果子的他就修理干净使枝子结果子更多。
And here we see in the passage, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, so that it may bear more fruit.
在这里主耶稣使用一个旧约里面的一个形象来教导我们。
And here we see that Jesus used the Old Testament analogy to teach us.
这个形象就是葡萄树。
And that is the vine.
而古代的以色列是一个农业的社会。
The ancient Israel was an agrarian culture.
那其中一个农作就是这个葡萄。
And one of its products is grapes.
那因此在旧约圣经里面我们看到不少的暗喻或者这个词。暗指牵涉到这个葡萄树。
So in the Old Testament, we see many metaphors and allusions to vine.
那葡萄树是一个暗喻。
And the vine is a metaphor.
用来形容以色列这个国家。
Speaking of Israel.
那神把以色列的国家看为是他所栽种的葡萄树。
And God sees Israel as the vine that he had planted.
那神期望这个所栽种的葡萄树在周围的国家结果子。
And God desires that Israel bear fruit in amongst the nation that they're around.
譬如说耶利米书第二章第二十一节。
For instance, as in Jeremiah 2:21.
然而我栽你是上等的葡萄树，全然是真种子，你怎么向我变为外邦葡萄树的坏枝子呢？
Yet I planted you a choice vine, a completely faithful seed. How then have you turned yourself before me into the degenerate shoots of a foreign vine?
那从今天早上我们所看那段经文、主耶稣引用旧约里的葡萄树这个案例来教导我们一个真理。
And from the passage that we read, Jesus used the metaphor from the Old Testament in order to
teach us. 这个真理就是我是葡萄树，我父是栽培的人，凡属我不结果子的枝子他就剪去，凡结果子的他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
And so here Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit.
所以主耶稣说，我是真葡萄树，他是指那位自有永有的神。
So when Jesus said, I am the true vine, he is referring to the self-existing God.
这位自有永有的神是真葡萄树。
And the self-existing God is the true vine.
换句话说，主耶稣这位自有永有的神，真神是真葡萄树。
So in another word, Jesus, the true God, is the true vine.
所以根据这段经文，主耶稣是真葡萄树。
And from this passage, Jesus is the true vine.
那父神是栽培的人。
And the Father is the vine dresser.
我们栽培的人必须把不结果子的枝子把它剪掉。
And the vine dresser must cut away all the branches that's not bearing fruit.
那免得这些枝子吸收这个葡萄树的养料。
So these vines do not take away the necessary nutrients from others.
但是那些结果子的他就修理干净。
But those that are bearing fruit, you will prune.
那么使到这个枝子结出更多的果子来。
So that the branch will bear more fruit.
那以前我的父亲是一位农夫。
In the past, my father was a farmer.
那小时我经常到农场去帮忙。
And I often went to the farm to help.
那协助我的父亲料理这个农作物。
To help my father take care of the farm goods.
我记得当时他种了不少这个香蕉树。
I remember at that time he planted many banana trees.
要有好的收成，我们必须把香蕉树一些叶子把它剪掉。
In order to have a good harvest, we must prune away many leaves on the tree.
所以那些多余的叶子必须要把它剪掉。
So we cut away all the extra leaves.
不然的话会影响到香蕉树的成长，还有这个收成。
Otherwise, it will impact the growth and the harvest of the banana trees.
那除此之外，我们还要把那个就是在地上那些香蕉苗多余的苗把它除掉。
And besides that, we have to take away all the extra shoots on the ground.
那以致这个香蕉能够健全的成长。
So that the bananas can grow fully.
长出这个肥大的香蕉。
And we can have a good harvest.
我们在经文里面，葡萄树和枝子说明一个基督徒跟耶稣之间的关系。
And the Bible, the vine and the branches speak of the relationship with Christian and Jesus.
那耶稣是葡萄树。
Jesus is the vine.
来跟随他的人是这个枝子。
And those who follow him are the branches.
那主耶稣说，一个来跟随他的人，在生命里应当结出果子来。
And Jesus said that those who follow him ought to bear fruit in their lives.
那如果他在生命里面结出这个果子，
And if in his life he bear fruit,
那父神将会洁净他的生命，
And the Father will cleanse his life.
那使到他结出更多的果子来，
So that he will bear more fruit.
所以葡萄树结果子是今天我们所看的经文其中一个很重要的一个重点。
And so bearing fruit with a vine is a very important aspect of what we're talking about today.
那如果你看约翰福音第十五章第一节到第十七节，
If you look at John chapter 15 verses 1 to 17,
那你会发觉到这段经文里面这个果子这个名词出现了八次。
And you realize that fruit appears 8 times.
每两节经文就有一个果子。
Every two verses there is a mention of fruit.
那可见这段经文所要强调的就是果子。
So we see that, the emphasis here is fruit.
那主耶稣使用这个案例来讲解基督徒的属灵生命。
And Jesus used, this metaphor to speak of a Christian's life.
那基督徒的生命就好像被修剪干净的葡萄枝子一样。
Christian's life is as a branch that has been pruned.
啊，结出这个果子来。
And it bears much fruit.
那么到底这个果子是什么意思？
So what does fruit mean?
那么在圣经里面，无论是旧约圣经或者新约圣经，都有提到啊，或者经常使用这个果子来形容一个人在神里面的生命。
And so, oftentimes in Old and New Testament, that they we use fruit to describe a person's life.
那比如说在诗篇第一篇第二第到三节。
For instance, in Psalm chapter 1 verses 2 and 3.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的都尽都顺利。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And whatever he does, he prospers.
那么在新约圣经加拉太书保罗也这么说。
And in the New Testament in Galatians, Paul also says,
他说圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
那有人说当一个人带领一个人信耶稣的时候他结了一个果子。
And some people say, well, when you lead another person to Christ, then you have, bore fruit.
这种说法没有错，但是不是完全对。
This kind of saying isn't wrong, but it's not completely true.
因为这里所强调的是属灵的果子。
Because what is emphasized here is a spiritual fruit.
然后，这些果子是牵涉到一个改变的生命。
And this fruit is referring to a changed life.
啊，在基督耶稣里面的生命。
A life that is in Christ.
啊，这个生命表现出耶稣基督的样式。
And this life reflects Jesus.
那根据这段经文，今天早上我们所看的经文，
According to
那些结果子的葡萄枝子，啊，不结果子的葡萄枝子象征那些不长。藏在主里面的人。
And according to the passage that we read today, those who do not bear fruit are those who are not abiding in Christ.
如果我们看圣经的话。
And we look at scripture.
我们会看发现到圣经里面说一棵不结果子的无花果树将会被砍下。
And we see that it speaks of, unfruitful fig tree, it will be cut down.
就好像今天早上我们看的那些不结果子的枝子将会被剪下来。
Just like what we read today, where the unfruitful branches will be cut off.
所以这些形象就是描述到神的审判。
So these images, speak of God's judgment.
几个例子在这个旧约圣经里面有提到。
And some of the examples was mentioned in the Old Testament.
但这葡萄树因愤怒被拔出甩在地上，东风吹干其上的果子，坚固的枝干折断枯干，被火烧毁了。如今灾已旷野，干旱无地之地，无水之地。
But it was plucked up in fury. It was cast down to the ground, and the east wind dried up its fruit. Its strong branch was turned off so that it withered. The fire consumed it, and now it is planted in the wilderness in a dry and thirsty land.
火也从它枝干中发出，烧灭果子，以致没有坚固的枝干可做掌权者的杖。这是哀歌，也必用以作哀歌。
And fire has gone out from its branch, and has consumed its shoots and fruit, so that there is not in a strong branch a scepter to rule.
那施洗约翰在这个路加福音经常警告这个犹太人。
And John the Baptist in the book of Luke often warned the Israelites.
你们要结出果子来，以悔改的心相称，不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。
Therefore, bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham for our father.
我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。现在骨头已经放在树根上，凡不结果子的树就被砍下来，丢在火里。
For I say to you that from these stones God is able to raise up children to Abraham. Indeed, the axe is already laid at the root of the tree. So every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
所以骨头已经放在树根上是象征神的审判。
So axe is already laid at the root of the tree refers to God's judgment.
所有不结果子的树都被砍下来，并且丢在火里烧掉。
So the tree that does not bear fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire.
那换句话说，所有没有悔改信耶稣的人将会面对神的审判。
In other words, everyone who does not repent and turn to God will be judged.
所以人不可以说他是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
So man cannot just say that they are children of Abraham.
人也不可以说他是基督徒。
And man cannot just say that they are Christian.
曾经受过洗礼。
And that they have been baptized.
那除非他悔改，生命结出果子来。
So unless they repent and bear fruit.
那不然的话，审判将会临到他们。
Otherwise, judgment will fall upon them.
所以在十五章第六节说，人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
所以那些不结果子的枝子
So for the branches that does not bear fruit,
必须要把它剪掉
It must be cut off.
而且被扔在这个火里被烧掉
And is thrown in the fire and burned.
然后圣经经常用这个火来描述这个神的审判
And Bible often uses fire to describe God's judgment.
那比如说马太福音第十三章第五十节说
For instance, in Matthew chapter 13, verse 50,
他说丢在火里火炉里在那里必要哀哭切齿了
And will throw them into the furnace of fire. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
这节经文形容到一个地方还有它的情况。
And this verse refers to a place and its situation.
火炉是指地狱。
And a furnace of fire refers to hell.
我在启示录二十章第十四到第十五节说，死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里。
And in Revelation chapter 20, verses 14 to 15, it says, Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire.
然后这火湖就是第二次的死。若有人名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
所以这些不结果子的枝子反映出那个说自己是基督徒那个教会会友。
And so the unfruitful branch reflects the person who calls himself Christian.
他说自己是基督徒。
He called himself Christian.
他还用这个洗礼证书来证明。
And even use the baptismal certificate as proof.
那可能有些人以为这些被接在葡萄树的枝子都是得救的人。
And perhaps some people thought that all the branches connected to the vine are saved.
也有可能有些人认为加入教会受过洗礼的人都是得救的人。
And some people may think that those who joined the church have been baptized are all saved.
但是从圣经的角度来看
But from the Bible's perspective,
不是所有加入教会曾经受过受洗的人都是得救的人。
Not everyone who joined the church have been baptized are saved.
然后一个人可以挂名是基督徒
A person can call themselves a Christian.
只是表面上的。
But it's only on the surface.
我们在路加福音里面主耶稣说了一个比喻。
And Jesus said a parable in the book of Luke.
也就是那个撒种的比喻。
It's a parable of the sower.
啊，有一些种子它掉在这个磐石上。
And some of the seeds fell on the rocky soil.
啊，在比喻里面还说这个种子掉在磐石上，它不能够生长出来。
And the parable says that those seeds could not grow.
啊，它只是发芽，然后就枯干了。
There was a little sprout and then it died.
主耶稣啊，给这个比喻有了一个解释。
And Jesus gave an explanation for the parable.
他说那些在磐石上的就是人听到欢喜领受但心中没有根啊，请注意这句啊，不过暂时的相信既是遇见试炼就退后了。
Those on the rocky soil are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no firm root. They believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away.
所以这节经文描述到一个人似乎好像得救。
And this verse described someone as though they have been saved.
但是他却是没有在基督里。
Yet they are not in Christ.
最后他是一个示弱的人。
And then in the end, they're lost.
就好像这些葡萄树枝子不结果子的枝子被剪掉一样。
Just as these unfruitful branches are cut away.
所以刚才我们所说那位自称是自己基督徒那位教会友是一个很典型的一个例子。
So the man who called himself a Christian, he was a typical example.
所以主耶稣是葡萄树。
So Jesus is the vine.
那得救的基督徒是那结果子的枝子。
And the saved Christians are the ones who are the branches that bear fruit.
那么基督徒怎么样可以结出果子来？
And how can a Christian bear fruit?
所以主耶稣在这个对不起，在第我们看圣经啊，在第四、第五节。第四、第五节，因为我没有打上去。
And in verses 4 and 5.
第四、第五节说：“你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不结果子；你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。”
And abiding me and my words abiding you, and As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. Okay.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，也藏在我也藏在他们里面。这人多结果子，因为离了我，你们不能做什么。
I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
那么，请注意这段经文里面。藏在我里面。
And please know abiding me.
那么在这段经文里面，这句藏在我里面有出现了四次。
And abiding me appeared 4 times.
那么这段经文所强调的重点就是藏在我里面。
And the emphasis of this passage is to abiding Christ.
其实这个词句在四福音书里面出现了24次。
And abiding me appears 24 times in the gospel.
那其中18次是在约翰福音。
And 18 times is in the book of John.
如果你去看约翰一书的话。
If you look at 1 John.
那只不过是5章的经文。
There's only 5 chapters.
那么藏在我里面出现了11次。
But remaining in me appears 11 times.
那可见藏在我里面是一个非常重要的一个真理。
So we see that abiding in him is a very important truth.
那什么是藏在我里面？
And what is abiding me?
藏在我里面在英文圣经里面有翻译成 continue, 就是持续的或意思。
And in English Bible has been translated as continue.
或者继续的存在。
Or remain.
不离开的意思。
Or stay.
那当保罗所乘的船在海上遇到这个暴风雨的时候。
And when, Paul was in the midst of a storm.
那么船上的水手都要逃离。
And the sailors wanted to abandon ship.
那使徒行传第27章31节说，保罗对百夫长和兵丁说，这些人若不等在船上，你们必不能得救。
And in Acts chapter 27 verse 31, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, unless these men remain in the ship, you yourselves cannot be saved.
如果你看英文翻译本的话，你就比较了解这个藏在我里面的意义。
If you look at English translation, you'll understand the meanings.
比如说在 NASB, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldier, unless these men remain, 就是刚才那节经文。In the ship, you yourself cannot be saved. 然后在 NIV 的翻译是 Then Paul said to the centurion and the soldier, unless this man stay with the ship, you cannot be saved. 在这个 King James Version 有它的意义哦。Paul said to the centurion and to the soldier, except this abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. 所以我们看到 remain, stay, abide, 这个是英文圣经所使用的用词。
So we see that English uses the terms remain, stay, abide.
那同样的，如果一个基督徒藏在主里面，他必然得救。
Likewise, if a Christian abides in God, he will be saved.
他将会结出果子来，并且结出更多的果子。
He will bear fruit, he will bear much fruit.
那到底什么是藏在我里面
？So what does it mean to abide in me？
那藏在我里面是一种关系。
Abiding in me is a relationship。
也就是我们与基督耶稣之间的关系。
And it is our relationship with Christ。
主耶稣是真葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Jesus is a true vine, we are the branches。
那枝子吸接在这个葡萄树上，吸取这个。养料，而且结出这个果子来。
And the branches are connected to the vine to, in order to receive all the nutrients and bear fruit.
所以藏在主里面是指一个基督徒与耶稣之间的关系。
So abiding, means, the relationship between Christian and Christ.
我举一个例子，就是一个基督徒与跟主每一天每个时刻有个美好的关系。
And it's a Christian having a good relationship with the Lord every day.
我想每天读经祷告是一个方法。
I think, reading the Bible and praying every day is a method.
那有个人加入教会。
A person joined church.
那 他成为这个教会的会友。
And he became a church member.
那除了圣诞节、复活节还有其他的节期他很少来参加教会。
And besides Christmas, Easter, and some other holidays, he rarely comes.
那有一次教会举行这个交友会。
And one time there was a fellowship at church.
他来参加。
And he came.
所以牧师看到他就对他说。
And the pastor saw him and said.
他说好一阵子没有看到你来主日崇拜了。
I haven't seen you for a while.
他说成为一个基督徒不需要参加主日崇拜。
He said, as a Christian, I don't need to come to worship.
那我可以在家里敬拜神。
I can worship God at home.
那时他可能在高尔夫球场。
Perhaps he's golfing at the time.
那牧师就对他说。
And the pastor said to him.
他说我明白你所说的。
I understand what you say.
然后他就从这个烤炉那里用钳子从这个火堆中把一块燃烧做的一个火炭把它放在一边。
So he went to the barbecue and took out a piece of charcoal and set it aside.
所以牧师就跟他继续的谈了两三分钟。
And the pastor continued to talk with him a few more minutes.
他就对他说你看这个火炭。
And he said, look at this piece of charcoal.
他说刚才烧得红红的。
It was burning red hot before.
现在它的火就要灭了。
And now it's dying.
那本来这块火炭可以继续的燃烧。
Initially, this piece of charcoal could have continued to burn.
因为它离开了这个火堆。
But because it has left the pile.
因此就失去了它的作用。
Therefore, it lost its effectiveness.
那同样的 就好像这些被剪掉的葡萄枝子一样。
Likewise, like those branches that were cut off.
离开了葡萄树，渐渐的枯干。
And it has left the vine and is dying.
但是只有那些被修剪的葡萄枝子才能够结出这个果子来。
But it's only those that are pruned can bear more fruit.
所以约翰福音第这个七节到第八节继续的说。
So in John, verses 7-8, it continues to say.
他说你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们愿意的祈求就给你们成就。
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
My father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples.
那么这段经文描述到一个重点。
And this verse, speaks of, a point.
那说明一个藏在主里面的人，神的话语也藏在他里面。
So, it says that if you abide in me and my words abide in you.
所以这个一个是一个自然的一个过程。
This is a natural, flow.
所以一个人藏在主里面，他的话语也会藏在他里面。
So if a person abides in Christ, then, God's word abides in him.
就好像诗篇第一篇二节三节。
Just as in Psalm chapter 1 verses 2 and 3.
为喜爱耶和华律法，昼夜思想，这人便没有福。他像一棵，好像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers.
所以在这段经文里面，我们看到一个人如果藏在主里面，神的话语将会藏在他里面。
So we see that in this verse it says, if you, a person abides in Christ, then God's word abides in him.
你看到如果这样这个人有主藏在主里面，神的话语藏在他里面，将会带来四个后果在这些经文。
And if you see that if a person abides in Christ and then God's word abides in him, then there's four consequences.
我们可以从这些经文看到四个后果。
And we, from this verse we could see four consequences.
第一就是凡你们所愿意的祈求的就给你们成就。
First is ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you.
所以一个藏在主里面，神的话语藏在他里面的时候，当他祷告的时候，他的祷告会成就。
So a person who abides in Christ and his words abide in him, then whatever they ask, it will be done.
这个是第一个后果。
This is the first consequence.
那第二个后果就是他会多结果子。
The second one is that they will bear much fruit.
然后第三个后果就是神的名得到荣耀。
Thirdly, the Father's name is glorified.
那第四个后果也就证明他是耶稣的门徒。
And fourthly, prove to be my disciples.
其实门徒你如果你去这个使徒行传去看的话，门徒跟基督徒是一样的。
And if you look at, the book of Acts, disciples and Christians are the same.
如果你去看那节经文，他说基督徒这个门徒是从门徒来的。
And the term Christian came from the disciples.
所以盼望今天的经文能给我们有帮助。
So, pray that today's passage will help us.
让我们用一点时间来思想今天的信息，让我们安静在神的面前。
Let's quiet our hearts and take some time to meditate on today's message.
让我们在神的面前明白主耶稣所说的。
Let us come and understand what Jesus said.
也让我们在神的面前审查自己，到底我们有没有藏在主里面。
And let's also examine ourselves to see whether we abide in Christ.
也让我们在神的面前审查我们自己，到底神的话语有没有藏在我们里面。
And also let us examine in our hearts whether God's word abides in us.
也让我们在神的面前审查自己是否是结在葡萄树的枝子，结出果子的枝子。
And also let us examine ourselves so that we know whether we are branches connected to the true vine and bearing fruit.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你帮助我们审查我们自己的生命。
Please help us to examine our own lives.
审查我们的生命，我们是否是那些结出果子的葡萄树枝子。
To see whether we are branches that are bearing fruit.
也审查我们的生命是否我们有常与主同在。
And examine our lives whether we are abiding in Christ.
主啊，求你恩待我们。
Please have mercy on us.
也求主你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.